This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are, well, you know what? I was getting ahead of myself. So excited am I. Because here we go. Getting ready to hang out with Rick Ector on Planet Rick. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am doing great. As a matter of fact, I could not wait until this appearance on your show, man. I have a personal first experience that I am going to share with you that I conducted or was a part of a mere couple of days ago.
Please.
Right, like, you're on pins and needles. What in the world did he do now, right? So, check this out. I, for the first time ever in my life, I was on a helicopter ride.
Okay.
I rode in a helicopter, man. Now, for some guys, and you know what? Probably you, too, because I know you have a background of being in the service. Now, you probably rode in a helicopter before, so... For you, you know, you're not, you know, going to be dismissive. You know, I'm pretty sure your first helicopter ride, assuming that you had one, was thrilling. But you know what? You've had that experience, and I think that you can appreciate what that felt like for me, someone who had never been in a helicopter, what that must be like.
Do you know what kind of helicopter you were in?
Let me see.
Well, I mean, I don't know the types of helicopters that aren't military. So if you don't, that's perfectly okay. There's one called an R-44 that is the ugliest helicopter I've ever seen, but that's actually one that most people could actually, if they, you know, didn't mind not living in a house and didn't mind not eating every three meals, they could probably afford one of those. Because helicopters can be very, very expensive, but it doesn't matter if you don't know the name of it.
No,
I was just curious about that.
I do not know the name of it, but I might be able to put that information down before the show is over with.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
So what did you think?
You know what? It was really cool, man, because I saw some parallels. I'm always looking for, it never escapes my notice when I'm involved in an activity in which there is a briefing involved, right? And so before, so you know you're doing something really important if it requires a briefing, right? And I'm like, okay.
Well,
go ahead. What you got?
See, when you're flying in a helicopter, if a helicopter, helicopters lose power in flight.
Did not
from
know
time
that.
To time. And they do something called auto rotation. Which, that sounds really reasonable, but what it is what they drop the nose of the helicopter while the rotor is still spinning, because the rotor is a wing.
Okay.
And the joystick that's between their legs, that's called the yoke. So when that thing is spinning, when it's on the ground, it's just spinning and it's level. And when they they take the blades and they reverse the pitch and they get some lift, and then to go forward, they tilt the yoke forward to where it tilts forward, and you start sliding on that wing.
Okay.
And if there is no rotation of the main rotor when the power goes out, well, then you're a helicopter-shaped rock. So these guys, when they're going to take you up, if they don't explain to you what auto-rotation is, I mean, you're in for a, you know, I mean, all the helicopters I've ever ridden are military, so they always do this something called nap of the earth flight. That sounds pretty reasonable, too, doesn't it? Well, this does. So what this does is it's firing radar in front of it, and it's programmed to fly 50 feet above the deck, above the canopy of the trees, whatever that is. Well, if you're in a bunch of trees that are different heights, you are on a roller coaster. And because these things are fly-by-wire, like Blackhawks are fly-by-wire, they don't have to keep their hands on the controls. They can program this to do what they want to do, and they're sitting back there with their hands behind their heads just joking and smoking. And, you know, I'm sitting there white-knuckling, hanging on, just going, I hope these doors don't come open.
Right.
So, yeah. Helicopters are a different breed of flight, but, I mean, they are fun, no doubt about it. Did you have fun?
Look, man, it's rare. Well, I shouldn't say rare. You know what? I look at it as a good opportunity to knock off a bucket list item. You know, people tend to, you know, compile these things, and they just look at them every year. And I actually had the opportunity to partake in this flight, man. And I not only was I able to knock off a list of being in a helicopter going for a helicopter ride, I also simultaneously knocked off another bucket list item.
Oh, my goodness. What was that? You didn't jump out of it, did you?
No, I did not jump out of one, but you know what? That could be maybe added to the list. Let me knock off one or two other items, and I'll consider jumping out of a helicopter. But I actually participated in a cruise of sorts when you're in a helicopter and they ride over one of the great wonders of the world, man. I actually was in this helicopter as it was flying over the Grand Canyon. So I got to see the Grand Canyon, the helicopter tour ride, and got to check that out coming and going. And while I was actually there on site, man, they actually have like this walkway. It's like a semicircular walkway when you can walk out over a portion of the canyon, and they have like a see-through bottom, and you can actually look down in it. So, yeah. That was pretty cool. So,
that probably would take more nerve than flying in the helicopter.
Well,
so
I mean,
when you were flying,
I mean, it's a little unsettling, you know, looking down.
Yeah.
And you see that you're so high, but you know, my concern was I'm not so worried about being so high. I just want to make sure that I stay high, you know, in terms of being vertically distant from the ground, right?
So when you were flying over the Grand Canyon, were you getting hit by thermodrafts? Was any of that happening?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't even know what.
Oh, you would have known. So yeah. Okay, good. You would have known.
right. If you haven't experienced it, then not. You have no idea as to what it is. You know what? I don't even know what a thermal draft is, but it sounds intimidating.
Well, it's rising hot air.
Okay.
So it hits you in the bottom, and see those blades on the main rotor. They angle. When they're angled, when they're flat, that's just holding you upright. And normally when they're in level flight, that's where they do it. And they normally reduce power and reduce the collective and everything to take you down. Or they increase that pitch and take you up. And when you're in level flight and your blades are flattened out and that thermodraft hits you, well, there's a little bit of a sudden rise in altitude.
Hey, man, let me tell you.
It's sort of thrilling.
It was very thrilling, man. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I'll tell you, when you're a firearms instructor, you know what? I had to draw the parallel in the pre-flight briefing, right?
Hang on with the pre-flight briefing. We're coming up on the first break. We'll get into this when we get back. So now, Planet Rick, not only do we have to fly to get to Planet Rick, he's flying to come in and meet us there now. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Rick Rick Actor on Planet Rick, and he's been on a he's been cruising in an auto gyro, as they would call it back in the day, in a helicopter.
Auto gyro.
That's rotary wing. If anybody ever comes up to you and says, "What have you flown on?" Go, "Well, both fixed and rotary wing. Thank you very much."
Right, right, right. But you know what? It's it was a great experience, man. And you know what? I'm glad that I actually did it. And two, you know, I was actually able to see one of the seven wonders of the world, man, the Grand Canyon, which, you know, was a great thing, man. Not only to fly over it, but they actually land and then they take you over to the walk, you know, where you can walk out over it, you know, and it's like a see-through, you know, structure, and you can actually look all the way down, man. So yeah, it was a great thing, man. And so I got two bucket list items for the price of one, man. And, I'll have to revisit that list and, find something else to do.
Stabo.
What's that?
Stabo.
What's that?
That's where you hook up to a line that dangles 90 feet below the helicopter and it lifts off and you're dangling under the helicopter.
Now, I don't have to do anything but hang on, right?
Well, you don't even have to hang on. You're in a harness. Now, you do want some, you do want some goggles, because you'd be surprised when you're flying at about 90 knots at 500 feet and you're just out there. Mm-hmm. It will blow the tears out of your eyes. You'll have a salt trail going down the sides of your face.
Well, you know what? I will make sure that if I am ever so inclined to take advantage of that opportunity, make sure that I have on goggles. But I'll tell you, man, one of the parallels I found from flying or riding, because I wasn't flying, I was riding, right, in the helicopter, was the pre-flight briefing, man. It was almost analogous to me as a firearms instructor as the range safety briefing. You know, they tell you all the do's and don't do's, right? And,
right.
You know, the one big one was don't get out of the helicopter until I tell you to. I said, oh, I can do that. Yeah, I can definitely do that, right? And then we had the, you know, the harnesses, how to put the harnesses on. I think it was a four-point harness, man. And to be able to look at that thing and quickly put it together and get it on, man, I was rather impressed. I could watch someone do it and not ask them to repeat it and make that happen. And, of course, there was the weigh-in, right? I mean, you know, I guess when you're flying this small device and there's, you know, several people, you know, on board, you got to make sure that you don't overload the thing and, two, that you properly balance the people who are actually in it, man. So, you know, end to end, man, it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world. But here's the other thing. Even though I enjoyed it so much, I probably won't ever do it again, but it was one of those great experiences that I had to have. I'm glad I did it. But I'm looking for some other bucket list items to scratch off.
Right. I get that.
Yeah. I mean, for you, you've probably been in a myriad of helicopters, right?
Well, I mean, I've been in enough, but I mean, the thing about being in helicopters, like at Fort Campbell, which is air assault, which is helicopter insertion, you're going to be on helicopters. I don't care what you do. You can be a cook. You're going to be flying around on helicopters. You're going to be taking places on helicopters. And
right.
as it is, you know, we would fly on different birds. We'd fly on Hueys. We'd fly on Blackhawks. And then we got to fly on the Chinook. Now, the Chinook is like a school bus because it has two big rotors. It's the big double-rotored helicopter. It looks like a flying school bus.
Okay.
So I'm looking out the window. We're doing an early morning, dark 30 insertion. And I'm looking out the window at this turbine beside my head, and there's sparks coming out of the turbine.
That's normal?
No, that's not normal. So I look to the chief. I look to the crew chief, who's my rank. I'm like, "Yo, sergeant, is this correct?" And he looks at it and goes, "Well, if they stop sparking, that's probably going to be a problem." But I mean, if they're sparking, that's metal on metal, right? And I mean, you know, and the nonchalant way that he says and everything. I mean, after you've done that enough times, I guess you just get into that big casual. Where if you auto rotate and everything, you know how to do all these things. But I mean, we used to do crazy things with helicopters. We would do something called sling loading, where we would hook up just gigantic vehicles underneath whichever was the proper bird, and it just lift them off. And if you didn't do that correctly, like, you had to ground it, because when they're flying, they're giving off a static charge.
Okay.
And if you hit the turnbuckle on the clamp prior to the grounding, well, you're going to get to find out what it's like to fly without a helicopter, because it's going to make you're going to discharge all of that static charge, and you're going to take a little quick trip. So I mean, there's a whole, but I mean, it is fun and everything, and you know, yeah, you should go find something else to do if you haven't. There's other things you want to do. Flying in one is different, isn't it? I mean, when it liftoffs, there's the phrase is light on the skids. When you get light. And the initial little shake that you have as you're getting airborne and you've left the ground, that's a little disconcerting, isn't it?
It's a little shaky, but you get used to it. But, man, you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wouldn't have traded it for the world, man. I'm glad that I finally did it. And you know what? I'm moving on. I think my next bucket list item is actually jumping out of one, so we'll see. Maybe not a helicopter, but a conventional, you know, plane that is built for such a thing, man. You know, they have these parachute classes, and you know.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do a tandem jump.
Well, you have to do so many tandem jumps before you can do it all by yourself, you know. And you know, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but you know, it looks kind of. To me, kind of funny, two guys sharing a parachute. But you know what? You know what? I will do that if necessary.
When you're falling out of the sky, when you're falling out of the sky, you'll do a whole lot of things, trust me. Before we go to this next break, tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I am Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. I can be found all over social media. Usually my handle is Detroit CCW. Please be my friend on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and all the other popular social media stuff.
All right, when we get back, we'll be talking to Rick Ector again. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan should wrap up around August 31st. Speaking from the White House, Biden saying the U.S. will maintain its authority there until that time.
After 20 years, $1 trillion spent training and equipping hundreds of thousands of Afghan national security and defense forces. 2,448 Americans killed. 20,722 more wounded, and untold thousands coming home with unseen trauma to their mental health. I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan.
Haitian officials say four suspects are dead and six others have been arrested in connection with the assassination of the Haitian president. You're listening to USA Radio News. The world is passing an unfortunate milestone regarding COVID-19.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting that nearly 3 million people have been out of work for at least a year. The figure is even higher than before, as it rose nearly a quarter of a million in June. The persistent joblessness comes as millions lost their jobs last year due to the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. Meantime, more people keep joining the unemployment lines. First-time claims rose last week to 373,000. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're on Planet Rick, and we're talking to Rick Ector. Where would you like to go, sir? What would you like to talk about?
You know, a story here in Metro Detroit has garnered a lot of attention, you know, on our local news services, local TV stations, radio stations, man, and you know what? I said, hey, why not talk about this, because it has the potential to happen anywhere in this great land we refer to as the U.S. of A, man. We're talking about road rage, man. And this one particular story, it concerns itself where a 27-year-old man here has been charged in the fatal shooting of a Detroit firefighter at a suburban gas station, man. And it was the result of a road rage incident, and the victim, he went to a gas station, and the other so-called aggrieved party followed him there, where he then exited his vehicle and pretty much shot him to death in his vehicle at a gas station, man. So I thought, why not talk about road rage? Now, by the way, the perpetrator has been charged with three crimes, one open murder, felon in possession, and of course, DCW. So this story, you know, we have cars everywhere. We have roads in which people are on those roads. And you know what? Every so often there is a incident in which there's a so-called an aggrieved party that just takes it too far, and unfortunately, we have these incidents from time to time. And I thought that this would be an apt subject to talk about. It's the summer. We're in the throes of summer, and a lot of people are traveling. And you know what? It's one of those things that can happen anywhere at any time. Yeah. Have you ever had a road rage sort of incident in which someone was not too pleased at your driving or presence on the road?
Two or three times.
Okay. Yeah. Two or three times. Well, I think it's definitely an experience that most people can relate to. You know, it seems like it happens out of nowhere sometimes, or maybe someone is not really well suited to an incident that may occur on the road. So let me involve you here. What would be some things to keep in mind and or do to prevent being involved in an on-the-road altercation, to have someone be so suitably upset with you, or what actions in the aftermath could lead up to a so-called aggrieved party wanting to do something violent to you?
Well, you know, that really could be just about anything, right? You could be going too fast, too slow. You could be in the wrong lane. You know, that's really up to whoever is going to be the road rager, I guess. Most of their stuff is pretty irrational anyway.
Right.
You know, the highways I travel, there's always somebody traveling in the passing lane, but they don't want to be the fastest one out there.
They want to be the slow guy in the passing lane.
They want to be the slow guy in the passing lane. So that irritates me a great deal, but it's not so much to where I'm going to get out there and pull a gun on them. But, you know, as far as it really could be, I can't think of anything it couldn't be that has to do with just being on the road. You might go past somebody a little fast at a rest area, and they might decide to just stalk you on the highway the rest of the day without you even knowing they were there.
This could happen. It could. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who, walking or driving amongst us, they look like normal, well-adjusted folks. But some people, you know, have issues, and they could be literally described as ticking time bombs, just waiting for some incident to set them up. But, you know, as I was looking over this incident, man, I said, well, look, what are some things that we could keep in mind that could possibly reduce the odds or the likelihood that we get involved in one of these altercations, right? And so the first thing that jumps out ahead of me, man, is plan ahead, right? Leave early. You know the route that you're going to take, and don't be so motivated to get there fast or engage in any type of driving that might irritate them. You know, plan ahead. Me, I am notorious for being early to a meeting. As a matter of fact, if you and I had an appointment to meet somewhere, let's say at 12 noon, I would arrange my affairs so that I would plan to be there at 11 a.m. And if I have to wait the full hour, because, you know, some people, when you meet some people, they don't show up early. Like, you have a 12 noon meeting. Some people show up at 12 noon. And get this, some people have the audacity to show up at 12:02, man. I'm there early. Right? So, yeah, plan ahead. Another thing you could do is to ensure that if it appears that something is developing, the first order of business is to remain calm, right? Remain calm. You're in a situation and something happens or it's misinterpreted. Next thing you know, that could lead to an altercation. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I assuming that you are responsible for the reaction or the action of another person, right? I mean, we can only control what we do and how we govern ourselves. Obviously, if someone is trying to get by and you're perceived as the old man in the slow line, hey, let them go, man. Move over and consider it, you know, a learning experience and endeavor not to be holding up people in the future. And by all means, you know what, it probably would be a good time to not share any advice to people, right? Sometimes when we're a little irritated on the road, we might want to communicate a few things to folks, right?
Sure.
It's rolling down the window and being verbal, or we want to take our best stab at sign language, right? So maybe we...
That's about as far as I go with sign language. But I have tinted windows, so they can't even see what I'm doing.
Right.
So,
right,
I mean, it's like implied sign language on my part.
Yeah, and even if you're doing a really good job of being calm as you see it, right, something such as, you know, maybe getting that long look or glare at a person, even if you're not, you know, testing your horn, you know, to make sure that it still functions and that it can be audibly heard. But you know what? Try to do whatever you can to make sure that they're not escalating the situation. You know, horn use. Yeah, if someone is already, you know, at that point where they're pretty much riding someone's bumper to try to chase them off the road.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Coming up on the break, we'll be right back. Talking to Rick Hector. This is Lock and Load.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, we've been talking about a little bit about trying to do your best to mitigate road rage, which is tricky. That's a tricky thing because you're not really in charge of that, and it can happen anytime.
Absolutely, man. And definitely if you find yourself being irritated by someone on the road, don't utilize or do the infamous brake check. For the uninitiated, what is a brake check?
Well, that's where you jump up in front of them. You cut in front of them and get in front of them, and they're a little too close for, you're probably doing 60, 70 miles an hour, and you tap on the brakes to get them to slam on their brakes. A lot of people do that to truckers.
Oh, okay.
Because truckers, when a trucker has a slam on the brakes, it takes him a lot longer to come back up to speed. It's quite the process. But yeah, brake checking. I've had that done a couple of times. I mean, I just sort of sit back and go, okay, you're brake checking me. Wow, you're bad. I'm not going to mess with you. I don't want to play this game. I got somewhere to go. I really like the way the front end of my car looks.
So you get it when I'm suggesting that it might be something more than a mild annoyance, right? It's something that might upset you, might hurt you a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And obviously it's a form of escalation. It's like, okay, you did something that irritated me. For example, you're driving, as I perceive, to be too slow in the fast lane, so I'm going to ride your bumper, right? That's an escalation. And then you brake check me, right? And then you have a predictable result. You're like, oh, okay, you brake check me. Gee, what am I now going to do in response to the trespass that you committed against me? So, yeah, that's probably not the wise thing to do because, you know what, actions sometimes have consequences, which can escalate to something else.
Right.
For sure. And, of course, if you're involved in some type of altercation on the road, it's probably cool to have a device with you handy, ready to go, so you can talk about it, right?
Right.
And I'm talking, of course, about a
Say it again? I didn't catch that.
Of course, that device that we're talking about that we're going to keep handy in case we're involved in a on-the-road...
Well, I mean, I'm probably going to have two. I'm probably going to have... If I notice somebody is getting sort of aggressive and they're targeting me, I'm going to key up 911. Probably going to call them while I'm on there. And then me and my concealed carry firearm will be... It's going to be out. It's going to be out. I'm not going to be taking any shots while we're moving, but it's definitely going to be out.
Definitely. And you know what? Of all the things that I've done as a firearm trainer, one thing that I have never done, and of course, if I've never done it, I'll probably be really lucky to suggest someone else do it. I've never actually have shot at anything while driving a vehicle, while being mobile. Imagine how hard it is to shoot targets when you're stationary. Just imagine trying to do it from a vehicle. I mean, just think, if you just happen to miss, where, pray tell, would those bullets go?
You know, it would be hard for me to justify doing that unless they were shooting at me. I don't know how I would justify that anyway, because, you know, I'm trying to drive a car at a high rate of speed and shoot at you,
right?
Too.
Right.
Hmm.
Doesn't really seem like a good thing to do, but I do understand the concern that someone has with being in one of these altercations on the road, man. So, yeah, I get it, but taking shots at people probably wouldn't be a wise thing to do for the reasons that we just mentioned. And, of course, you want to make sure that that cell phone is definitely charged. You know, nowadays, you know, many cars today, you don't even need to have an external charger. There's a charger built in. You just throw your cell phone on the little pad device there, and it seamlessly starts charging it. Man,
yep.
Look at all the brave new devices and contraptions we have built into automobiles these days.
Yep.
And so, you know, I say that, man, it's one of those incidents you never want to be a part of. We hear about them all too frequently, and generally speaking, man, nothing really good is a result of it occurring. And straight from the headlines today, man, you know, another road rage incident, you know, one person dead and yet another bad guy who shouldn't even have a gun, right?
But right.
And still, that didn't stop him from doing something bad with it, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the bad thing about road rage is that probably the person who's willing to be violent in a road rage is probably someone who has a bit of a past and has a little bit of experience at violence and everything. So the thing that has always worried me when it comes to road rage is not so much the moving road rage as it is the stopping road rage where they get out and they're coming at you.
Yeah,
because now that you don't have the, now there's a lot of decisions that have been taken out of your hands. Now you're going to be forced to react.
Yes, and there have been stories, you know, other stories, of course, where an individual disengaged and then patronized, say, a gas station, right? And then the person who was involved in this road rage incident, they couldn't just leave it behind. They just felt compelled to follow them to the gas station and then escalate this incident even further. And, yes, there's even been cases in which both participants produced guns. And you know what? There was one story I remember a few years back where they both killed each other. You know, they each mutually killed the other person. So, yeah, there's some tragedies there. But, yeah, man, it's summertime. A lot of people on the road. They're doing a lot of traveling. And that, of course, increase the odds that this could occur, man. So, yeah, keep your head firmly attached. Think clearly. Don't escalate, man, and move it. Keep it moving, man. Move on to your next stop on your itinerary.
Yeah, there's nothing out there worth getting in some sort of a fight over. Just because of a moving. Some perceived moving offense that somebody did. I mean, I can forgive a whole lot of stuff. Now, if they're hitting people, if they're being malicious to people, okay, that's another thing altogether. But you know, I'm pretty easy on that kind of thing. I'm not gonna fly off the handle and go full bore after them. We're about we got about a minute and 10 seconds here. Do you want to start telling everybody how to find you real quick?
Absolutely, thank you. I am Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. I'm all over the internet, social media. You can please find me, Detroit CCW, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and a few of the other popular sites. Of course, I can be found here every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Bill Brady's Lock and Load. This has been Rick Ector, privileged once again to bring his show on the air for your listening pleasure. It's been great, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We will do it again. We will land one more time. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I've got my Chambers custom right here, the Frady gun. I get a lot of comments about that on the internet, the Frady gun. We'll be, and, yeah, see what old Joe's got up his sleeve today to talk about. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.